AI in the new world. Every country is running a different AI experiment on itself right now. Most people only see one of them. This series is about the ones that you're not seeing. For the last 5 years, the AI story had four postcodes: San Francisco, Brussels, Beijing, maybe London on a slow news day. That era just ended. In 2026, every serious country is building its own AI stack, its own rules, its own bet. Estonia, Portugal, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, India, Croatia. Six radically different answers to the same question. And nobody is telling these stories together. That's the gap. That's why this series exists. And I'm Nat Skula, IBM futurist, host of Influential Visions podcast, with over 500 interviews in the last 10 years. And I'm telling you, we are not watching a technology arrive. We're watching sovereignty get redrawn. Here's the frame. It's the frame that changed everything for me this year. The foundation model era is over. The sovereign AI era just began. From 2020 to 2025, the race was about who had the biggest model based in the cloud. In 2026, it's about who runs and owns the stack underneath it. Energy, compute, data, people, and trust. Who controls the models that your government uses? Who writes the rules your citizens live under? Who owns the infrastructure your economy runs on? 10 years ago, these were abstract questions that you'd never even thought of. In 2026, they're line items in national budgets. Let me give you five facts that should stop you in your tracks. One, Saudi Arabia just built the world's largest government-run AI data center. 480 megawatts. They call it Hexagon. It sits inside a $100 billion program called Project Transcendence. They've declared 2020 year of artificial intelligence. This is not a pitch deck. This is concrete, fiber, and compute on the ground. Estonia just launched an initiative called Eesti.ai. One goal, double the value of human work by 2035. Not for productivity, for survival, because their working age population's collapsing. AI there isn't a growth story, it's a demographic one. Three, 80% of the AI running inside most companies right now is invisible to the board. Shadow AI. Employees using personal accounts, risk officers have no idea what's running. That's not a statistic I'm making up. That's the number one of my upcoming guests pulled from his client base. Four, AI compute in India costs one third of what it costs in the West. India launched its own sovereign model in February. The global South is not waiting for permission anymore. Five, Singapore is retraining 100,000 workers to be bilingual in AI by the end of this year. Not engineers, lawyers, accountants, professionals. No Western government is attempting anything at that scale. Worrying. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, so AI is getting bigger everywhere, you're missing the point. The story is not scale. The story is divergence. Every country is making a different bet on different values with different infrastructure off answering different questions. And the places making the loudest noise are not always the ones winning. Here's what I want you to take away from this series. Three lenses, every episode. Power, people, and place. Who writes the rules? Who ships first? Who sets the standards everyone else has to follow? And who gets left behind when they do not? People. What happens to workers when an AI agent can do 60% of their job in a very short amount of time? What happens to citizens when government chatbots become the front door to every public service? What happens to trust when you cannot tell if the thing on the other end of the line is human? Place. Why geography still matters in a technology that pretends it doesn't? Why a decision made in Estonia cannot just be copy and pasted into Croatia? Culture, history, and infrastructure shape outcomes more than models do. Power, people, place. That's the map. Here's my point of view, the one I'll defend in every episode. AI brings great things. I'm over 12 years into the ethics of AI. And when technology gets sold, it gets sold in the same way and it changes everything. Every wave, the same thing turns out to matter more and more than the technology itself. Trust, relationships, social capital, and the invisible infrastructure between people. The research backs this up now. There's a term emerging in 2026, economic literature. Friction, economics, the messiness of human interaction, sleep, fatigue, the slow work of building trust. It's not inefficiency, it's a damping mechanism. Without it, systems don't run smoother, they cascade, they crash. And there's a second term you'll hear me use across this series, the human moat. AI can simulate warmth, it can simulate authenticity, but it cannot simulate history. And 12-year relationship is the one asset no model can fake. That's the moat. So here's the thesis. AI scales volume, human networks scale judgment. The countries winning with AI are not the ones with the biggest models. They're the ones with the strongest trust infrastructure underneath. And when I'm talking about infrastructure, I'm talking about decision making. Look, right? We all need to make decisions. And actually, everything else is a commodity. The guests, first of all, I'm going to be joined by Nicholas Babin, European Union Digital Ambassador, former head of Sony Europe, AI and Robotics. And he argues we're living through what he calls a creative revolution, that the plastic polished corporate executive is finished, that gritty, authentic leadership is the only asset left that AI cannot replace. Babin tells us that what Europe is trying to build is exciting. It's interesting. Nicholas Babin is actually building that structure, that infrastructure within a town in France. So that's quite interesting. After that, I'm chasing voices from Croatia, Estonia, from the Gulf, from Singapore, from India as well. And if you're listening to this and you're building an AI inside a government, inside a ministry, inside a company that's facing this head on, find me. I'd love to hear from you. If you run a company, if you advise a minister, if you're trying to make sense of a world where the rules are being rewritten faster than you can read them, this series is for you. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share this with one leader who you know is asking the wrong AI questions and tell me what country you want covered next. I'm listening. Feel free, share in the comments any ideas, fears that you have around AI. Believe me, the speed at which this is moving is really quite worrying about, and I'm not just talking about language models, I'm talking about video analysis, video creation, photos, photo analysis. There are so many models that do so many different things. It's not just about ChatGPT. I know a lot of people think it is, but it isn't. And we're going to be helping you to understand how AI is being used to make the world a better place. And I am excited about it. I am pro AI, and I'm also pro humanism. I'm pro us making decisions and using AI as a thought partner. So thank you for joining me on this intro episode. I'm looking forward to having lots of really useful discussions and keeping the ball rolling when it comes to AI. Thank you very much for listening.